We are on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Let us just start from the beginning of Hoysa Gevoyim Me'esrim Amud, the middle of the Amud. Hoysa Gevoyim Me'esrim Amud Bona Ba Itzteba Keneged Oifen Im Tzoy Al Pnei Kula V'yesh Ba Hechshe Suki Ksheira. That is the first picture in the Gemara, that he had built an itzteve, and from the itzteve to the schach, it's not lemaila me'esrim. So, to the itzteve, the three tfanis become kosher, and Rashi holds the rest of the sukkah is also kosher, it's psal ha'yaitzim in a sukkah, nidin ki sukkah. Umin ha'tzad, but what if the itzteve was, the platform was built on the side? Im yesh misvas itzteve lekoisel dalet amis, the case of the picture from the itzteve to the left side of the sukkah, if there's dalet amis, it's psula, because then we need the third daifin on the left side, and it's rochek from the schach al gabi ha'itzteve. That's the kosher schach. Poches me'arba amis ksheir. There's less than dalet amis from the daifin, from the left-hand side daifin to the yitzdebe, it's kosher. So the Gemara asks, "My kamash malon? What is the chiddush? Damrinan daifin akume? That you say daifin akume? We will consider the schach lemaila mi'esrim, that is mafsik between the daifin asmoli and the schach lemata mi'esrim. We'll consider that as a daifin." We'll say that the daifin on the left side reaches, it becomes nisakim, is bent over, and it's reaching the schach over the yitzdebe. Tanine, we learned already this din. Bayish and ifchas, what if there's a hole in the house? Vesichach al gabov, and he puts schach in the hole. But the pchas in the house is rochek from the kaisle habayis, just made a hole in the middle of the roof. Is im yesh min hakaisel l'sichach dalet amis. So if you'll measure from the kaisel to the schach is dalet amis, so then you don't say daifin akume psula. Hapoches mikan ksheire. So the Gemara is asking, so why do we need this special memre legabi a sukkah lemaila mi'esrim that you say doifin akume? We know already the aloch of doifin akume. So why do you have to have it, why do you have to repeat it by sukkah lemaila mi'esrim? So the Gemara says, ma'al de teima hosam udachosi ledoifin. Over there, by Abayish and Nifchas, it's chosye ledoifin. The wall of the bayis is chosye ledoifin. Abul hoche galei chosye ledoifin, eim aloi, kamash malo. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says, bayis shenifchas, gagoy. The roof, there was a hole in the roof. Now Rashi says, v'gagim shalohem, chalokim heim. Their roofs were flat, b'shavin, b'loy mishipoyim. The roof was not on a slant. V'nifchas agag be'emtzoy. And the roof became nifchas be'emtzoy. Now why does Rashi find it necessary to tell us how their roofs were made? They were flat, they weren't slanty. Now, Rashi is telling us as follows. Rashi had a mirdike kashe. If we will assume that their roofs were slanty, so let us see what it says. Bayish and nifchas, v'sichach al gabo, im yesh min ha'koysel l'sichach dalet ames psula. But that means, let's say the schach is over here. Here is the schach, the middle of the roof. Here's the koysel. And it says you measure if from the koisel to the schach this dalet ames this possible. It's possible. Now, Lamaisa is a mogen avron that says if you have a flat roof, So you measure Dalet Amos this way. Then you're saying a true statement from the mezzel, from the Kaisel to the Schachet is the Dalet Amos is kosher. But if you have a slanty roof, it is not true. If you're measuring Dalet Amos, that is not Dalet Amos horizontally. You have to measure the Chiddush of Doifen Akuma is that till Dalet Amos and it's going an horizontal direction, it still has a shame Doifen. But if you're going to measure Dalet Amis, but if the roof goes on the slant, you can measure more than Dalet Amis. Because the Dalet Amis going this way, it's a tziruf of vertical and horizontal. So Memela, this is not Dalet Amis horizontal. Going this way, going on the slant, you have Dalet Amis is less than Dalet Amis going horizontally. So therefore, Rashi had a kasha, and the Loshin, Mishneh, the Loshin says, in Yesh Mina Kaisel, Lesichach Dalet Amis Psulev. Why should you measure from the Kaisel to the Sichach? So Rashi says, you know why? Because the roofs were flat. The Loim issue point. Besichach, Beschach Kosha Apiyapchas. And he went and it was Mesachach with Schach Kosha on the opening. The Nimtza Schach HaKosha Muflig Minatvanes Lecholtan. The schach kosher is now far away from the tvanis. Espoches mi aba ames ksheira. She doif ne ha bayis nasin lo de fonis. The doifin of the bayis can be tvanis for the suke. Va tik rebsu lo ha mavsekes bein tayim. Ay, there's a hefsik between the doifin and the schach. This is a continuation of the doifin. Benekam hadoifin atkan, and the doifin was nisakim, bent over till here. Ve'ein kan schach posel. There's no schach posel. Ela doifin. This is all a chelik of the doifin. Umechubel l'schach kosha. So the Gemara asked the kasha. So we know the halacha of doifin akum. The Gemara says, "Hosam udam adoifin akume, b'shem the doifin di do chozil adoifin, because the doifin is a kosher adoifin. The ainay gavoya mikashir. It's not gavoya mikashir. So here Rashi would seem Rashi is saying pshan the Gemara according to Rav. That Rav said the whole psul of lamayla me'esrim. It would seem from Rashi the way Rashi says pshav it's a psul in the doifin also." The psul Rashi before also said, Rashi said to the tzabim, Rashi says was, Rashi said a loshen, Rashi says, Rashi said in Dibur HaMasel Ksheira, when the Itzdiba was in went to all three walls, Rashi says, V'nimtza doifen emtsoi kulei kosher, utvanis hatstodim bereuchav Itzdiba huchsherubo. So from Rashi we see, Rashi seems to be learning the Gemara according to Rove. According to Rove, there's a psul of mechitzais kvuois. So Memele, so without the itztive, from Rashi seems that the wall is a posel wall. It's a mechitza kavua. And the itztive kashes the walls. So Memele, over here, the problem is, without doifen akumem, we have here two problems. Problem number one is, the doifen shlishi is meruchek min haschach. You need mechitzas magias l'schach. That's problem one, but there's another problem. You have a posel doifin. The doifin shlishi is posel because it's a mechitza kavua, because it's lamayla meyesrim. Now doifin akume, if we would say doifin akume solves both problems. It makes it mechitzas megias l'schach, and it also kashes the doifin. So the Gemara says, if we would only know the halacha of bayish and nifchas, hosam udam odoifen akuma mishim di doifen di dechazil adoifen. There, by a bayis, the doifen is a kosher adoifen. It's a kosher adoifen. The Einai Gavoya Mikashir, it's not taller than the Shir, it's a kosher doifer. Bein tzorich la'ak mayele kedei lekarvi l'schach. So the whole din ikum is to be mekarev the doifen to the schach. So there you say, you see, you have a kosher doifen, and there was nimser halacha of a doifen akume, that a day doifen akume, he can be mekarev the doifen, a day akimus ha-doifen, you can be mekarev the doifen to the schach. Avol hocha doleicha zile doifen. But over here, Emerson, the Rabbeinu Chananel also says the same lotion. Shani Hosmishim the beduchte doifen ma'alyu. In its place, it's a good doifen. The poches michof ami. Avol hoche, sheze ha doifen gavoye yoise michof amo, Begabi zu hasuke doifem psulo. So this is a doifem psula for the suke. Aim aloy. So mainly here you have a doifem psula. You have another problem over here. Avalocha de lechazi le doifem. Vaki musoi mishum de lechazi le mevi doifem. Here we have to be ma'akim the doifem in order to make it a kosher doifem. So I would say loyoma. Maybe if you have a kosher doifen and you only have the problem of kiruv, then you say doifen akume. But to say doifen akume to make it a kosher doifen, I would say you don't say that. It's kamash malon that you also say that. Zuchti gemara vaita. Oysa gavoya michof ama. The suke is gavoya michof. Ubona itzdebo beemtze iso. And here he built a itztebe in the middle of the sukkah. And in order to be marsha the sukkah, you'll have to say doifen akuma on all four sides. In yesh, or three sides you have to say doifen akuma. Bona itztebe b'emtzisim. Yesh misvas itztebe ule doifen arba amis l'chol ruach v'ruach psula. If there is dalad amis, from the itzbe to the three sides, so it's possible because she didn't say doifen akume. Pachas mi'aba amis ksheira. If there's less than four amis, so you'll say doifen akume, and the sukkah will be kosher. In fact, the Gemara Maika Mashmalom, damrinen doifen akume, you say doifen akume. In fact, the Gemara Hainuach. So there you just said it. So why are you repeating it again? You just said, you say doifen akume. So the Moses says, ma de taima doifen akume mi ruach achas amrinim. Aval kol ruach veruach loy. When do you say doifen akume? From one side. But on all three sides you say doifen akume loy kamash malon. And you say doifen akume on all three sides. Now the Emerson, Rashi, when Rashi had brought down the Mishnah Bayish and Nifchas v'sichach al-Gaboy, so Rashi says, the Nifchas Hagag be'em tso'oi. That Rashi says that the case of that Mishnah speaking about, that it was Nifchas be'em tso'oi, so you also say doifen akume from three sides. Now, the Chiddush of our Gemara is, that the Gemara previously explained that the doifen akume from Bayish and Nifchas is a poshet doifen akume because you have a kosher doifen, and the whole purpose is that you just want to be mekarev the doifen to the schach, and you say doifen akume. Here we have a posel doifen, and the doifen akume has to make it a kosher doifen. So our Gemara means to say, so could be that chiddush. We're killing two birds with one stone. That halacha, we don't even have a kosher doifen, and we're saying doifen akume to make it a kosher doifen. So we're saying a gevaldike kula, that through the halacha of doifen akume you make it a kosher doifen. It could be this was only said on one side. Why? Because we'll have later that by sukkah the meikar adin, the you need two defanis. And shlishis afilu tefach. So there's a kula on the third side that you don't need a complete doifen. So that's what the Gemara means. The Gemara means to say, so this chiddush, what you said, that we say Doifen Akuma to make it a Doifen. Maybe that's only by Doifen Shlishi. Doifen Shlishi, that means if you have two complete Tvanis, so you only have to be Mashlim the Doifen Shlishi. So by Doifen Shlishi we see Kulis, Apala Tefer is good. So there we say Doifen Akuma even to make it a Kosher Doifen. But by all three sides, there you need Geherige Tvanis, so there I would think that there's no halacha to say Doifen Akuma to make it a kosher a doifen. It's Kamash Malon that we say doifen akum on all three sides. Hoysa prusa me yutvach. What is if the sukkah was less than 10 tvach in tall? That's a possible sukkah. Vachokakbo doesn't have a shem sichuch. Doesn't have tfanis, which are yutvachim. There's a lot of problems. Zadiris ruche. Hoysa pchuse me yutvachim. If this sukkah was less than yutvachim tall. Vechokak bo, and in the middle, on the ground, he dug in a mokim zayin al zayin. So he made like a ditch in the ground, which is zayin al zayin. Kedei lashlimei lasor. So that means from this chakike, if you'll measure from the bottom of the chakike to this chach, now there are yud tvachim. There's 10 tvachim. Im yesh misfas chakak ulekoisel. So now you measure, if from the sfas chakak, from the edge of the chakak, till the koisel, there's gimel tvachim, psula. So then it's still apostle asukim. Pachis mikan, pachis mishloisha tvachim, but if there's less than gimel tvachim, from the svas hachekak to the kaisel, sheire. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, v'chokak bo guma be'emtza, in the middle of the karke, the karkois asuke, he dug out a guma, a hole, Kidei lashlimo lasor keneged agume. That there's asor etvochim keneged the guma. From the bottom of the guma to the schach there's asor etvochim. Ba'oisa guma, and in this guma, hershe suke ba'oirech v'reiche. The zayin al zayin tvochim. So it says, if there are three tvochim, from the edge of the chikak till the kaisel, it's possible. Pachas mishloisha, if there is less then three tvachim, kilov. Then you say lov. Halacha l'moishe misinai. Cheshvin elei, and we assume, ki'ilu hachakak lovud umagia ad akaisel. That means, lovud sniff. It means it's an addition, a connection. Davar shemarichen oisei de sniffin kadei lisnef chakak al chakak. So Rashi means to say that if from the chakak, from the end of the chakak to the koisel, there is less than three tvachim, so it is ki'ilu, we move over the chakak, we extend the chakak till the koisel. So that means that, so now we have a larger chakak, we just expanded the chakak, till the end of the kaisel. So now it's keilu that the whole mokim is chakuk, so that the whole sukkah is yutvachim. Frag the gemara, maishna hosam the amrit poches me arba amis. Before we said that less than dalut amis is good. Umayshna oche da amrit poches mishloisha tvachim. And here it is less than three tvachim. Hosam, so the Gemara answers, we'll explain soon the kash and the terah. Hosam, the isa le doifin. The case before we have a doifin, poches mi arba amis, sagi. Ochi le shvuye le doifin. Here we have to make a doifin, poches mishloisha tvachim in, iloi loi. Now let us see Rashi. Hosam di isa le doifin, The Gemara before, by Itzdebe, we have a doifen, poches mi arba amis. Hosom the ike shame doifen olof. So Rashi says over there, even though it's a posel a doifen, it's lamayla mi esrim, it's lechozil a doifen, aber it's shame doifen olof. It's called a doifen, it's called a mechitze. The whole doifen she'ein a poches mi yud, if it is not less than 10 tvochim, Shmoy Doifen. So it has a Shein Doifen. Maybe it's not a kosher a Doifen for a sukkah. That was the tzrichas before. But it's called a Doifen. Va'afilu gavoya ad l'raki. Afilu it's still the sky. But it's a Doifen. Hilkach. So memele ad al. So therefore, there's a Shein Doifen. Ad al ba'ameis choso mashu. Agmerei rachmona l'moyshe Doifen akuma. So there's a loche. If you have a Doifen, now you want to be mekarev this doifen to the schach, so there's a loche till dalad amis. You could be ma'akim the doifen. You could consider the roof, which is going horizontally, is a chelik of the doifen, a continuation of the doifen, and you can kasher. That's the loche of doifen akum because you have a doifen. Abahoche poches miyud ein shem doifen olof. Kozman, it is not yutvachim, it doesn't have a shame doifen. Ela hashtu debina lishav yidoifen. Here we want to make it a doifen. Hilkach, ba meshe ein a doifen. So if it's not a doifen, le agmere rachmone, so there we don't have a halacha l'moshe misinai. Do doifen akume agmere. The halacha l'moshe misinai is doifen akume. Vahai lav doifenu, this is not a doifen. Vilkach poches mi gimol tvachim bechol duchte lovudu shapir domi. V'iloi loi. Now let us explain what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi, number one, is telling us that the one of the tenoyim of doifen akume is that you have to start off with a doifen. It has to have a shame doifen, and a shame doifen is only if it's yud tvachim. If it's less than yud tvachim, it doesn't have a shem doifen, so there's no halacha of doifen akumen. So number one, we see from Rashi that two half the emison we have over here. Let's say there are five tvachim in the chekak and five tvachim in the doifen asukis, so we have two half mechitzas of five tvachim. So that doesn't have a shame doifen. Five plus five does not add up to ten. Because the two fives will not make one, that's why she says it doesn't have a shame doifen. So memele, you can't say doifen akumen. Now the shaila was, what was the kash of the Gemara? The Gemara says, let's say doifen akumen. If the problem is you don't have a doifen yud, it means 5 plus 5 does not make 10, so how would Doifen Akuma help the situation? So, Dachtam Yabshat in the Gemara, according to Rashi, there's Amoyradik Levush. The Levush says, Pshat, the Chiddush of Doifen Akuma is, we had mentioned before, the Chiddush of Akuma is that you could have a wall going horizontally. That's the Chiddush of Doifen Akuma. Usually a wall goes vertically. Till Dal Damas can go horizontally. So the Gemara asked Akasha, what's your problem? You don't have a doifen over here. That's your problem. Oh, so let's solve this problem. You know what we'll do? We'll say doifen akuma lamato. That means we'll say the doifen starts as fasa chakak. Then it goes horizontally to the chakak. And then it goes further down into the chakak. So we now connected, now we'll say 5 plus 5 is 10. Before the two mechitzes were not attached. So if you have a mechitze 5 over here, asvasachkat, you have 5 in the chkat, so you don't have a doifen, so you don't have a mechitze, so you don't have anything. So the Gemara says, let's say doifen akume. If that's your problem, let us say doifen akume and we'll make a doifen for you. What's the problem? So the Gemara says, no. You only say doifen akume if you started off with a doifen yud. If you have a doifen yud, then we'll say doifen akume. You have another problem. The doifen is rochik min aschak. Then we'll say doifen akume. But if you don't have a doifen whatsoever, you want to make a doifen through doifen akume, that we don't say. That is l'chay ribshat in Rashi. Now, let us see Tosfos. Pachos mishloisha tvachim kshera. The Gemara says that if from the chakak till the kaisel, if there's less than three tvachim, it's kosher. So we explained, according to Rashi, how is it kosher? We schlep the chakak to the kaisel, and now you have a chakak that is chomesh tvachim, a kaisel that's chomesh tvachim, and it's a kosher sukkah. Mikan kosher lefima shepirish bekunteres bereish perik shaini degitten gabi gidud chamisha umechitza chamisha ein mitzdarfen. The Gemara says over there, if you have gidud chamisha umechitza chamisha ein mitzdarfen. So Rashi says, what does that mean, gidud chamisha umechitza chamisha? Dimhoya charitz omuk chamisha. You had a ditch which was five tvachim deep. Umakifin, it was, let's say, it was dalad al dalad tvachim. When I make a reshus ayochim, it was a charitz dalad al dalad. Umakifoy, and now you surround this charitz mechitza chamisha with a mechitza chamisha. Ein mitzdarfin, so you do not add it up together. Liyos b'soichay reshus hayochim. That inside does not become a Rishus Hayochid. It doesn't have a din Rishus Hayochid inside. That's how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. So even though a person standing inside this Charitz has a Mechitza Yud surrounding him, that means five Tvachim from the Chakak, and five Tvachim from the Mechitza, Afal Pikein, Rashi says, Ein Mitzdarf. So Tosfos says, we see here, Nitazoi, we see here, that means if you bring the chakak to the kaisel, you also only have here a gidud chamisha and a mechitza chamisha, and it's a mitzurif. That was no shal in the Gemara. You have to bring the chakak to the mechitza. If you bring the chakak to the mechitza, it's good. So you see, Klo, that gidud chamisha mechitza, I mean, that a chakak of five and a kaisel of five is mitzurif to make it ten. So that's Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. Now, just let's try to elaborate for 2 minutes what could be what Rashi held, and perhaps this is a teretz on this Kasha, I'll complain what Tosfos asks, and what Tosfos held. In this case, the case what Tosfos brings down, we have Be'emerson a very interesting case. The person who is standing inside the Gidud, he's mukif mechitzas asora. That's 100% true. When you're inside, you're surrounded by mechitzas asora. You have the wall of the chakak, which is five tvachim. Over that wall, you have a wall, a mechitzas asora. So he's surrounded by 10 tvachim. That's so, l'chayre, inside, l'chadzicha shevashem rishus hayochim. Now let's just clear 1 minute, a person will stand outside. But we're speaking about Shabbos. A person will throw in from the outside into this Gidud Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha, throw in a Chayfetz. Now, standing outside, Legabi him is this a Rishus Hayochid. Legabi him, there's only a Mechitza Hay that's blocking him. Then there's a Chakika of Hay. But he's standing on the edge of the Mechitza, so what is being mavdal between him and this Rishus HaYochid, he only has a Mechitza Hay. He only has a Mechitza Hay. So standing outside, throwing inside, who says that has a Din Rishus HaYochid? Well, gotta be the person standing outside. Gotta be the person standing inside, if he'll want to throw out from there into the Rishus HaRam, could be that it is a Rishus HaYochid. But could be the Gemara there is speaking about a person standing outside. That is it called a Rishus Hayochid Gabi, the person standing outside? Gabi, the person standing outside, he does not have a Mechitza Yud in front of him. He only has a Mechitza Hay in front of him. There's only a Mechitza Hay that we'll see later, Taisus is Machis to such a form. The Marsha in Gittin says that Taisvis did not like such a shtiktayre, because Taisvis held the shame reshus ayochid is dependent on the, in the reshus, if in the reshus ayochid alone, it has the characteristics of a reshus ayochid, what gave Meron Lagabi, the one outside, it doesn't, he's not moved from this reshus ayochid. If inside the reshus ayochid has characteristics of a reshus ayochid, so it's a reshus ayochid. You're standing outside, so you're throwing from a reshus aram to reshus ayochid. The shame reshus ayochid is dependent on inside the reshus. Inside the reshus, it has them talking. That is what Taisvis held. Could be Rashi held, it's relative. If you want to be mechayev me, so there has to have a shame reshus ayochid legabi me. Legabi me, there's only a mechitzi five, there's only a mechitzi of five tvachim in front of me. Then there's five tvachim inside. But al koponim, there's five and five. It could be that that called I moved over the mechitzi asore. There's only five tvachim legabi ha'oimid reshus harabim. There's only five tvachim that's being mafsik and mavdol between him and this mokim. Betum is a Taisus and Erev, and I mentioned such a Svarim. So I was so could very well be that there's no Kash and Rashi from Agamore. Agamore is speaking about it's a kosher sukkah. So here we're speaking Zichy about Gabi the one inside. Gabi the one inside, it's Zichy as a Mechitza Svarim. What's wrong? He has like a Mechitza Svarim. But there the Gemore is clear, Gabi the one that's standing outside. The one that's standing outside could be it's not considered a Rosh Hashayach and Gabi him. Let us see. Mikan, that's perhaps a teretz on Rashi. Mikan koshel afim ashapirish bekuntres bereish perek sheni de gitten. Gabi gidot chamisha mechitza chamisha emet stafim. Dimoye charitz omok chamisha. Umakifa im mechitza chamisha emet stafim liyois besoiche reshus ayochid. That inside it doesn't even shame reshus ayochid. Ashkrim hochel in yinsuke de mitzdarfin. Period. Okay, that's the kasha of Margamon. The chain bepeire kame de Shabbos, gabi bayis. The Gemara in Shabbos speaks about such a case. You have a bayis, the ein toichai asor. You have a bayis that the whole goiva of the bayis is, the height of the bayis, let's say, is 9 tvachim. So inside a bayis that only has 9 tvachim, it's not called a Rishus Ayochid, it doesn't have Mechitzas Asore, doesn't have a Chlal Asore, it's not a Rishus Ayochid, it's a Kalmelis. The Imchokak boy, so the Gemara says in Masech the Shabbos, if he made in this bias a Chakike, Arbo al Arbo, because the Shir Rishus Ayochid is Dalat Vochem by Dalat Vochem, Choshev Kulei Rishus Ayochid. So the whole area becomes a Rishus Ayochid. Let us just understand what Taisus is saying the while. That means he had, let's say, a bias that was 9 tvachim tall. And this bias, for practical purposes, let's say was Dalet Amos al Dalet Amos. Now, in the middle of the bias, he made a chakike of Dalet Tvachim al Gabi Tvachim. Dalet Tvachim al Gabi Dalet Tvachim. So Memela, so we say like this. So in the Mokim HaChakike, there's Yud Tvachim already. There's Yud Tvachim. That means we'll measure from the bottom of the HaChakike till the roof. Now we have Yud Tvachim. Fine. So here we have a Rishus HaYochid. We have a Halal of 10 Tvachim. Now the Gemara says the rest of the house is also a Rishus HaYochid. That's Churei Rishus HaYochid Ki Rishus HaYochid. Because since the walls of the Rishus HaYochid really are made of tuchalokim, it's test tvachim, then the floor goes down, and then it's another tefach. So that is the wall of the Rishus HaYochid. So whatever is in the wall is a din of churei Rishus HaYochid. Churei Rishus HaYochid ki Rishus HaYochid. So now, this area, which is only 9 tvachim tall, also is a din of Rishus HaYochid, also din of churei Rishus HaYochid. It becomes a nitpal to the chakike, which is an emeser Rishus HaYochid, and so the whole thing gets a din of Rishus HaYochid. So that is what, that's what the Gemara says, Gabi bayis dein toichai asore, dim chokak boy arbo al arbo choshiv kuloi Rishus HaYochid. About Kaponim, so what says with Kashis, but al Kaponim, again you see when mitzvarif the chakike to the mitzvarif the chakike to the doifen. There again, we could say the Gemara is speaking about if you're allowed to be metaltal in this Rishus Hayochid. It's not a Kamalist. So again, we could say that inside, Lagabi inside, it's Zichar Rishus Hayochid, the way we had mentioned before. Al Kaponim Das Akash and Rashi. Miu Ahi Iker Litrois, maybe it could be Matche. Shechokak Arbo Bo'oimek Asore. Could be there, it's speaking about, Napshat is that he made a Chekika of one Tefach. Nimitztarif the chakike with the koisel. It could be, you know, that's gidut chamisha mechitza chamisha. It could be speaking about that he made a chakika of 10 tochim. So he made a real rishus hayochid. So b'meila, so then there's no kash and rash. Vayin makshe rabbeinu tam, mehoda oma perik baschad eirevim, ubishabes perik hazoirik, the boer v'chul yosoi mitztarfen la'asore. Boer v'chul yosoi mitztarfen la'asore means as follows. Chulyas ha'boer means when you go and dig a ditch, so they used to go and take the dirt which was taken out of the ditch, and they surrounded the pi ha'boer, they surrounded the pi ha'boer with this dirt, and they made like a mechitza out of it. So you have a mechitza, so the chulye is the dirt which was taken out of the ditch, and now it is a mechitza surrounding the pi ha'boer. So the Gemara says, boer, the depth of the boer, if the boer is, let's say, 5 tvachim deep, and the chulye now is 5 tvachim tall, so mitzvah v'lasor, so you have, again, a reshus ha'yochid asor. So again, we see that you mitzarev, the mechitza, you have a mechitza with a chakike. Again, so you mitzvah. Again, we could say it's speaking about legabi, the inside. The bird of chuyosa mitzvah from lasor. Fine. Ve'oidam rinem besoyf perikol gagis. Gabi shtei chatzeirois zu lemaila mizu. If there are 2 chatzeirois, zu lemaila mizu. That means as follows. That means we have, let's say we have a chotzer here, and then the ground elevates, it goes up, and then we have another chotzer here. We have a second chotzer, which the ground of the second chotzer starts, let's say 5 tvachim over the ground of the first chotzer. Like a step, goes up 5 tvachim, and then the second chotzer starts. Now, let's be Megashim already Dinyan, and now they made on the second chotzer, which is higher, 5 tvachim from the first chotzer, they made a mechitza chomesh tvachim. They made a mechitza chomesh tvachim. So now we can look at these both chatzeres. The first chotzer, the lowest chotzer, is really, there is a mechitza yud that is mavdil him from the second chotzer. Because you have first the mound of ground is 5 tvachim. You have a mechitza yud, which is 5, mechitza a, which is 5 tvachim. So he is muvdol from the second chotzer by a mechitza of 10 tvachim. The second chotzer is only muvdol from the first chotzer by a mechitza of 8 tvachim. So the Gemara says as follows. Here again we see that it could be relative. So the Gemara says, Gabishtei chatzei rezula maile mizu. Yesh gidot chamisha mechitza chamisha, the moide rabchizda holds, bitachtoino, the bottom chotza, hoyol v'roye pnei asorim. He has a 10 tefachtike barrier between him and the chotza, which is higher than him. The ma'ar v'shnayim loy ma'ar v'sechot. He cannot make together an eruv chatzeres with his neighbor, because there's a mechitza asor that is mavdalim. So again, we see that you mitzarif the mechitza with the gidul. Period. Elo yesh loimal. So Taisu says, what is pshat in this gemara? In Gittin, that says gidul chamisha mechitza chamisha is no good. Yesh loyme de gidot chamisha mechitza chamisha linyin shtei chatzere zu lamayla mizu airi ule inyin el yoyno the gabi the el yoyno. There we have a modne tzir, there we have a tzirup of gidot chamisha mechitza chamisha. That means mitzad the gidot is only 5 tvachim over the bottom chotza. Legabi the mechitza is also only 5 tvachim moved off from the bottom chotzer. So the shail is legabi the chotzer aliyoinim. Ki the muchach sugi bechol gagos aliyin erev. Inami, so it's negay erevim. Inami, but as we mentioned before, the marshal legabi reshus ayochet wouldn't be a shaila. Because since inside the Rishus HaYochid has a shame Rishus HaYochid, so it has a shame Rishus HaYochid Gabi everyone. Inami le'inyen tel b'Rishus HaRabin, or it could be the case of Gidot Hamisha Mechitza Hamisha speaking about that you have a mound of earth in the middle of the Rishus HaRabin, Govoya Hamisha, which is 5 tvachim tall. But that doesn't make it a Rishus HaYochid. Ve'hikif Al Gabo, and now around this mound of 5 tvachim tall, you made surrounded it with a mechitze. Al Gabo mechitze chamisha. Leichoshev rishus ayochid lenyan Shabbos is not considered rishus ayochid lenyan Shabbos. So here we're speaking about, because this mound in the middle of the rishus ayochid, if you're looking inside the rishus ayochid, inside, it's not, it's nishta hin and nishta her. It is a mound that's 5 tvachim tall, which doesn't do too much. And then you have a mechitza, which is 5 tvachim tall, which also doesn't do too much. Now the shaila is, can you add both together? It's nishta, you don't have a mechitza, sorry, you don't have an amud, sorry. You have a pesazoi, 50-50. So it could be, so that there the Gemara says it doesn't become mitzuret, and it doesn't have a teures reshus ayochid in this tale. If that is the case, the boy monach alei midi umishtamish. What would be if a person would take a large board and he would put this board over the mechitze chamisha? That means, what would he do? Let us start from Aleph. What is the halacha? If a person would have a mound of earth which is 10 tvachim tall. So the halacha is, that's called the Rishus HaYochid. An omud, that's good, gavoya, yud, v'rochav, dal, tvachim, is, has a din of a Rishus HaYochid. Here the problem was, we don't have an omud yud, we have an omud hay and a mechitza hay. Rektaisves, what would be if a person would take a board, and he would cover the mechitza hay, so now you have like a solid object which is yud tvachim tall, and so the chayr on top of it should be a rishus ayochid, on top of this board should be a rishus ayochid. Why not? This is like an omud. So Taisvah says, but Taisvah is asking a kasha. Let's hold cheshbon. Taisvah is asking a kasha. I will come shot in the kasha soon, but Taisus is asking, since on top of the board will be considered a Rishus HaYochid, so on top of the tail should also be considered a Rishus HaYochid, which is not such a posh at the kasha, but we'll come back to that. Let us first see Taisus' kasha. Vim toime v'yachshevel Rishus HaYochid mitam, v'boi monach alei midi, if he wanted to, he could put a board on top of the mechitzes hay, then it would be equivalent, ki'ilu he has an omud gavoya yud, or mishtamish, and on top of this board he could be mishtamish, it's like an omud gavoya yud. Keda ashkechon bereish chaloin. The Gemara says in Mesechtes Eirevin, abi omud bershus arabim gavoya asore v'roch babo. The Gemara in Mesechtes Eirevin says, if you have an omud that's 10 tvachim tall, 4 tvachim, 4x4 wide. So it's a Rishus HaYochid. That's the din. On top of it is a Rishus HaYochid. V'no'atzboi. Now one of the tnoim of Rishus HaYochid is you have to have dalet tvachim by dalet tvachim roi l'shimush. That you have to have at least 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim that one can be mishtamish there. Now in this omud, v'no'atzboi yesed kolshu. In the middle of the omud he went and banged in one nail. So you know what he did with this nail? By banging in a nail in this omud, so now he does not have 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim of usable space. The nail is in the way. So he doesn't have 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim of usable space. Miyatoi.
So this nail made an ois rishus hayochid. So with one nail, he can make this amud ois rishus hayochid. The Gemara continues, v'imiloi kuloi b'yaseidit. What if he filled it up completely with nails? He banged in a lot of nails. Now the whole amud is full of nails. So we would think this is the chgor ergis. Mamishi can't, there's no place to be mishtamish. So then the Gemara says, choshev kuloi rishus hayochid. Then it is considered rishus hayochid. Aye, how could you be mishtamish? Hoyel the boy monich lemidi you mishtamish. It, now that it's full of nails, he could take a board and put the board on top of the nails. And now he is an area of dalit al dalit haroy l'shimush. So that makes the top of it a reshus hayochid. V'dayik lo, and the Gemara says, now this is lochei vei mechudishnik, the board isn't there. He didn't put a board. But the Gemara says, since he could put a board there and make it dalad al dalad, it's now considered a rishus hayochid. Now that's a merdik chiddush. V'dayik lo, and the Gemara proves this halacha. Meha da omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Beir vechulya mitstalfin." V'dayik lo, and the Gemara's medayik this. Meha da omer Rabbi Yochanan. Beir vechulya mitstalfin la'asore. That a boir and the chulya is the dirt which is surrounding the boir, you can add it together to make asor. Now, the shayla is mayin shemita leitza hasina. They were speaking about, as I explained before, that inside the boir is considered reshus hayochid because it has a mechitza asor. Now here, our Gemara wants to say that, if you have an omud that's nismalabi, you say this, it's called a reshus hayochid because you can put a board on top of it. So what shaykhis does this have to boir v'chulye? Kloima. So Tais explains the Gemara. V'chihechid de mitztalfi la'asore le'inyan oimik. Just like the chulye saboir can be mitzuref to the oimik aboir in goiva to make it, in oimik to make it a soret for him. Hu adin the mitztarfi la'arbo le'inyin roichev. It's also mitztarf la'arbo le'inyin roichev. The mimasnisen the Shabbos perik azoyrek. The perik amaitzi tzvilin. The toni chuyis haber shen gvoyin asore rechovin dalid. Daik lo rab yoichenen. The chiyeche diktoni asore. Toni nami dalid. V'amai lechoshev rishus hayochid la mishtamish la beroichev shavir mafsik. Let's just explain what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying the Mishnah says Chulyas Haboyer is Mitzparef L'dalet. Now that means as follows. So Tosfos learns Pshat as follows. We're speaking about a boyer which was 3 tfachim wide. So the boyer, you can't make a reshus hayochid out of the boyer. Now he went and took out dirt from the boyer. And he surrounded the boyer with this dirt, and he made, now this boyer is surrounded with dirt which is 10 tvachim tall. Now, and if you measure from one side of the chulya to the other side of the chulya, there's dalet tvachim over here. So now you have here an entity which is 10 tvachim tall, let's say on all four sides, surrounding the boyer. And on top of here is called a reshus hayochid. That's what the Gemara says. On top of the chulya is called a reshus hayochid. It's kan shoyel aben. How could this be called a reshus hayochid? You don't have dalad al dalad al roi l'shimish. It can't be mishtamish on top of here. There's a hole in between. So al kolchok, if the Gemara says that it's mitzarif l'dalad, so that means since theoretically he can put a board on top of it, and now we can use this board, a board of dal dal dal, so it can be mishtamish on top of the board. So therefore, on top of the school, yes, a din of reshus hayochid, because you could put a board there. So Mamelus of the Gemara says in Erev, in the same way, if you have an omud that's full of nails, so you says reshus hayochid, because you can put a board on top of it and make it goy l'shimush. Al kaponim taisvis found from a Gemara, that if you have an area which theoretically is 10 tfachim tall, but there's a problem, it's not roi l'shimush. There's nails there, there's a hole in between, it's not roi l'shimush. So there's a svara. So that's not ekvelt. If he can put a board over, it'll be goyle shimmers. So he has now a shame rishus ayot. So that is Taisvus kasha. Taisvus says pshat gidut chamisha mechitza chamisha min. That we had a mound that is 5 tvachim tall. Then we have a mechitza which is also 5 tvachim tall. So memeila. So now we have an entity which is really 10 tvachim tall. So Taisus says the top of it should have a shem reshus hayochid because you can put a board on top of it and then it's choyle shimush. So on top of it should zicher be reshus hayochid. We'd asked before Akasha, but the shayla of the Gemara is if on the tail it's a reshus hayochid. So it would seem from Taisus that Taisus means since on top is a reshus hayochid, so the tail should be considered chure reshus hayochid. So this is a chur of a reshus hayochid. So memele, so I bezoi, so what's the Gemara Shaila? That place was kasha. Yeshloima, the hoche mairi betel shoroch of harbe. We're not speaking about a small mound that is dalet tvochim al dalet tvochim. And memele, and then you say, very good, you can take a board and make it roi l'shimush. We are speaking about a mound that's 10 amis by 10 amis. Oy be'esrim, or 20 amis by 20 amis. Ke'en chotza, it's a large area. Leshayich lachshiva reshus hayochid mitam dimonach alemidi. Elevedovar tzar kein omud rochav dalet. You have a small, narrow omud, and you have a problem, it's not roi l'shimush. You say, since you can put a board over it, it'll be roi l'shimush, that is sufficient. But if you have a gigantic area of 20 amis by 20 amis, then you don't, it won't become a reshus ayochid by boy monach alemidi and mishtabes. Period. That is the end. So this is this first three quarters of Taisvis is to prove from our Gemara and from other Gemaras that what Rashi says in Gittin, Gidut Chamisha Mechitza Chamisha, that the Koislei HaBoyer cannot become Metzurif with the mechitzit al gabov, that's how Rashi says pshat and gittin. So Taisvis brought a raya from our Gemara and on many other Gemaras that that's not true, that the koisli of Ezichiki become mitzurif to the mechitzis al gabov. No, that shaila of the Gemara is a different case, that you have a mound which is 5 tvachim, and over this mound you have a mechitza 5 tvachim, there the Gemara klaus ha-shayla, does it become a tzurif, yes or no? V'imtayim ha-bepeire kama de Shabbos, gabi bayish she'ein toichoi asore. V'chokak boi lashlim el asore. Let's go back to that Gemara which Taisus had brought in the beginning. We had a bayish that was, let's say, 9 tfochim tall. The roof made it 10 tvachim, but inside the house there are 9 tvachim. So it's not a reshus hayochid. The chokak boy la ashlimay la sore. And then he went and dug in this house on the karkoi sabayis. He went and dug in, let's say, a tefach. He was mashal mit la sore. So it says that the whole thing becomes a reshus hayochid. Keneged the chokak is mamish a reshus hayochid. Al svasach kak is chure reshus hayochid. Fine. So Taisvis asks, Amayra de kekash, Amaylein mechalek ki hai gavne. Why doesn't the Gemara differentiate in Shabbos like we say by us? Im yesh misvasach kak alakoysel shloisha tvochim. Here we have mamish the same thing. Kimat, he was speaking about Sukkah, they were speaking about Shabbos. But we have the same problem. Less than Yutvachim doesn't have a shame sukkah. Less than Yutvachim doesn't have a shame reshus hayochid. And in our Gemara says, in that Gemara it says that a chakak could be mashlem the goiva, but it is a tremendous difference. And our Gemara says that tonight, when does it help if there's less than 3 tvachim from the svasach kak to the kaisel? Then you say lovud and you connect the koisel to the chekak, then it becomes yitvachim. And that Gemara doesn't mention any tnoim, 3 tvachim, less than 3 tvachim, more than 3 tvachim, does it take onish? So Taisvah says, Amoyre de kekashe, what is the difference between the Gemara in Shabbos, which is speaking about Hilchus Rishus Hayochid, and our Gemara, which is speaking about Hilchus Sukkim? The Yeshloima, so Taisvis answers, the Loidomi Rishus Shabbos Shehulim Noya Regel Rabbit, Lesuke de Beinen Mechitzois Smuchois Leschach. Now, Dachsach Mir Pshat in Taisvis is as follows. Taisvis is saying, number one, the purpose of less than three tvachim, there's one purpose. The purpose was to make one mechitza of asara tvachim. That means if it's less than three tvachim, so you bring over the chakak to the kaisel, now you have a mechitza asara tvachim. Period. Now, Taisva says as follows. By Shabbos, you don't need a mechitza of asara tvachim. You need barriers which could air up to be meineya hilach harabim. A gather of a shusa yochid is a mokim, what is mugder, which is being protected from the rabbim can't walk here. They don't get to here. There are barriers which are being meineya the rabbim to get to this in the rishus. So Taisvi says, if you'll have a mechitza of nine tefachim, and you have a mechitza of one tefach, so that's enough. 9 plus 1 equals 10. So you have a 10 tefach barrier, which is meineya the rabbim from getting there. And that's all you need by Shabbos. The loidomi reshu Shabbos shulim noya regel rabbim. So 9 plus 1 equals 10. So the smokim in the chakak is mugda and mugdal from the mokim hilach harabim with a 10 tefach barrier. 9 plus 1. Batsuke beinon mechitzois smuchois leschach. By suke you need mechitzois smuchois leschach. Now Taisvis says here a kugel. Mechitzois smuchois leschach. So dachsach mir, pshat and Taisvis is as follows. By Sukkah, we have here a problem as follows. If you have a chakak, the chakak, let's say, the chakak is in the middle of the Sukkah. Here is the chakak. And then we have here this is the sfasa chakak, and then it goes further, and then we have here a mechit. Now, so we have 5 plus 5. Now, we have here one problem. What is our problem? Our problem is that we have, that the mechitza has to touch the schach, the kosher schach. Which is the kosher schach? So Taisvis understood that the kosher schach is the schach over the chakak. That is the kosher schach. That schach is over yud tvachim. The schach, which is less than yud tvachim, that's not kosher schach. The kosher schach is the schach over the chakak. Now, we have here a mechitza, and the schach is over here. That's the problem. We have here a mechitza, and the schach is over here, and the shaila is, how does the schach touch how does the mechitza touch the schach? So the emesin, let us see. So the Gemara asked the kasha, if that's your problem, let's say doifen akume. So the mele, like all the time when the doifen is rochik from the schach, let's say doifen akume. What's the problem? So the Gemara says, but I have news for you. We don't have a doifen. A doifen, in order to say doifen akume, you need a doifen of yud tvachim. So now the Gemara means to say like this. You know why you need gimel tvachim? You need less than gimel tvachim to make this a doifen. If you move over the chakak over here, then you'll have a doifen of yud tvachim. Then perhaps you wouldn't even have a problem. Then the schach could be, oh, if you moved over the chakak, could be it's kosher schach also there. And some say no problem. But Kozman, Kol's man, you didn't move over the chakak, that means you have three tvachim, she don't have a doifin. She can't say doifin akume. So Taisus be'emesin means to say as follows. Be'emesin by suke also, just like by Shabbos, you could make it a reshus hayochid by two half mechitzes. Theoretically, by sukkah, you can also do it. You can also make it a sukkah, two half mechitzes here, five tvachim over here, five tvachim from the chakak, you can also make it. But the problem is, if you can make it two half mechitzes, you can have a new problem though, but the outer mechitzah is far away from the schach. So then you have to say doifin akume. So but you only can say doifin akume if the outer mechitzah will be a mechitzah yud. That you need, therefore you need three tvachim. So the Gemara, so Be'etzim, we had learned the Gemara, we had said the Gemara asked the Kasha, let us say Doifin Akume. So when we learned the Gemara, according to Rashi, how will Doifin Akume help the situation? So Be'etzim, we said when we learned the Gemara, we said like the Levush, the Gemara's Kasha was, you need a Doifin, and you only have 5 plus 5, so we said the Gemara's kasha was l'masei doifin akuma milamato. Well, that's how the Levush learns pshat from the Gemara's kasha. We'll make it a doifin. Taisvus did not learn like that. Taisvus learned pshat from the Gemara's kasha. You don't have to make it a doifin. That's not the problem. 5 plus 5 is also good. Just like by Shabbos it's good. It's by Sukkot it's also good. But there's a problem. There's a problem about that. The mechitza. The outer mechitza has to touch the schach, and the schach is over the chakak. That is the problem. So the Gemara said, let's say, so why do you need pochus mishalosh? Let's say doifin akume, and it'll be finished. So the Gemara says, that's very good, but you have to make it a doifin in order to say doifin akume. For doifin akume, the outer mechitza has to have a shame doifin. And it won't have a shame doifin unless it's less than 3 tvachim. If it's less than 3 tvachim, so then you schlep over the chakak to the doifin, so then you'll have a doifin yud, and then you won't need doifin akume. Because now the schach is over the chakak. We slept over the chakak till the mechitza, so now we have everything is gavoya yud now. It's a male and you don't need doifin akume. But if you have 3 tvachim or more, so now lemaisa you don't have a doifin whatsoever. And you have a problem of mechitza's megiyas l'schach. So therefore it is possible. So Be'emesin, the Gemara Taisus is learning that without the din of Magias Leschach, you could use 2 chatzitfanis also. But we need Mechitzois Muchis Leschach. That means that it has to be Mechitzois Muchis Leschach. And that you can't have a Mechitzois Muchis Leschach without making the outer Mechitza a Mechitza Yud. In order to say doifin akume. So therefore, we'll understand the Lashon HaGemara and the Lashon of Taisvus. The Lashon HaGemara is very schwer according to Taisvus. The Gemara says, Hosam disa ledoifin pochas mi'arba'am misagi. Hochel ishavi ledoifin pochas mishloishet pochem eini loy loy. So the Gemara seems to be saying the problem is you have to make it a doifin. Taisvus says the problem is you have to make it Megiyas L'schach. How does Taisvus stem with the Gemara? Now, Be'emesin, the Gemara is very good. The Gemara, that means if you wouldn't, there wouldn't be a din of Megiyas L'schach, so then you could have a kosher sukkah with 2 half tefanis. But since there's a din of Megiyas L'schach, so it has to become a doifin to say doifin akume. And in order to make it a doifin, it has to be less than 3 tvachim. So that's pshat in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, so therefore the Gemara says, ochel l'shavi l'doifin. Here we have to make it a doifin first before we say doifin akumen. It's pachas mishloishet tvachim eni loy loy.